What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Discina Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be doing a bit of a retro view, looking back at Wreck-It Ralph, the original movie, obviously with the new sequel coming out this month. We thought it'd be good to kind of go back and share our thoughts on arguably, I think, one of my favorite Disney movies from recent years. It's every time it comes on television, I end up watching it. I can jump in and out of it so easily. I've seen it so many times. It's just a great movie because on so many different levels. First off, great characters, interesting dynamic. It's not your stereotypical Disney movie. It was so far left field from what they normally do. I think my love of video games really helped because of the characters and the world that they lived in. You know, that's a world I've lived in since I was a wee little lad. And, you know, I play video games daily, and this movie just seemed to encapsulate history and just really caught my attention. It's just a great movie.
It was for me a solid movie. That kind of sounds a little weird coming from me because I am very much immersed in video games and I have that history, especially the old school original Nintendo, Super Nintendo. But for me, Wreck-It Ralph was only an okay movie. And I don't know, maybe it was, I didn't really connect with either Ralph or Vanellope as characters. The story really didn't do all that much for me. It, in a lot of ways, it felt like it was more of an exercise in spot the reference, kind of a Ready Player One kind of deal, which is fine. But the story just wasn't there for me. So I still like it. It's definitely not like a movie that I will bypass. I'll watch it again, and I'm looking forward to Ralph Breaks the Internet. But, you know, between the other movies that came around around the same time from Disney, it's not the one that is my go-to in the current Disney catalog or even one of the go-tos.
Yeah, the thing is I think Wreck-It Ralph as a character is so much more interesting as because he was a bad guy and he wanted to be good, but they wouldn't let him. And, you know, he didn't like being the bad guy. He didn't like that feeling and, you know, that conflict with him. But then that realization that he needs to be the bad guy to kind of do it all. But the way it all works, that I think worked very well. And then just him just crossing over the worlds. I love that whole aspect of him just jumping games. But also Vanellope is such an odd little princess. She was so much unlike anything else because she didn't know she was a princess, but also, you know, she was so desperate to do something that she wasn't allowed to. And I think that kind of the two characters, the whole point of the whole thing of them, neither of them could do what they wanted. And they were basically going to do hell or high water to get to where they wanted. But, I mean, they were being, you know, quite nasty in some ways because they were doing whatever they wanted and wreck anything else in the way just to do what they wanted. And then obviously it turns into the thing of he does need to be the hero to save her. But it was, you know, just the whole thing with the racing and stuff. I just felt it was such a more modern way of doing a story. And it was very unlike a traditional Disney story tale.
Yeah, I will grant you that. It was not part of the traditional arsenal of Disney movies. It didn't have any songs, for instance. Yeah. I don't think it did. You know, it was a much more straightforward story, but that also kind of defines the era of storytelling here. They've got the traditional story, like say Frozen, but even that kind of subverts your expectations. It's not a love story about a man and a woman in true love. It's a love story between two sisters realizing that sisterly love is a bond that really can't break. By the same token, Wreck-It Ralph really isn't a traditional I want movie where both characters want something. They do. But it's not really the focus, you know, it ends up being the plot of, you know, the racing, what is Vanellope's glitch, all that kind of stuff. And it goes off in its own direction.
Yeah. It's just, I think there's that kind of thing of, like you say, like the spot, the cameos. I think once they get firmly established in Sugar Rush, that all the cameo stuff all like disappeared. That kind of, it was almost that thing of, up till they get to that point, there was lots of cameos, lots of things. Once they're in like the lobby kind of thing, once they got out of that and into Sugar Rush, that's when the story really kind of knuckled down and got to the meat and greet. And also, I think there's the other side effect of having the sergeant and Fix-It Jr. It's kind of that relationship of them racing after, trying to fix the stuff that's going on after, that's being wrecked because of their actions. And that was kind of an interesting dynamic. And just as a whole, you know, I don't know. It was just something about this movie really just stood out to me as being one of my, it's easily one of my favorite movies from the last 5-10 years or last 10 years of Disney, because something about it just connected with me. And I think that's movies either do that or they don't, isn't it?
It's probably because you just like wrecking things.
Yeah, I do.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, we both love it. That was pretty good. We both love our Legos, and I don't know about you, but as soon as I'm done building a Lego, I just take it and smash it on the ground. No, not really.
I'm just like,
there went my Disney castle, which I don't actually have because I couldn't justify buying it, but that's not the point. No. But Wreck-It Ralph, and I think you brought up something there. We've seen a lot of promo material for Ralph Breaks the Internet, and there's the whole thing with them showing up in the internet, and they're going to Oh My Disney, and you see Facebook and eBay and all this stuff. And I think, you know, based on the promos, you think that's going to be a major part of the movie, right? I suspect that's more along the lines of what you were talking about in this movie, which is you get the cameos, you get the in jokes, you get the, you know, the princesses cooing over Vanellope. And then you move on to the real story. That's just kind of like the hook to get you in, and then moves on to the real thing.
Yeah, because I've got a feeling the world where they're kind of the new one, the Need for Speed zone, which this is where Wonder Woman lives. That feels like that could be where the story's going to kind of focus and kind of give her this like new place to hang out in. But yeah, I think that's probably why I'm a little bit more, in some ways, a little bit more skeptical of Ralph Breaks the Internet. I think because I loved the first one, and everything I loved about the first one, I'm not seeing in the trailers, and I think that's what the problem is. It's, you know, all this Oh My Disney stuff, and it's like, that's not what I liked from the first movie. This is, you're forcing something in there that I don't know. It's like, it could work really well, and I probably will be eating humble pie when I see it, but I think maybe because I do love the first one so much, I'm going, well, hold on a minute. You're taking stuff, you know, it's like I had a press release come through the other day with all these YouTubers. I don't know who you are. This is not, I know they're going for the next generation. It's like you've just jumped 4 generations from going from Qbert to YouTubers. It's quite a big jump in terms of brackets of age.
Yeah, but you got to hit all of them. You know, it's like Fortnite. It's like all that stuff. I don't understand it, but I'm also not going to get cranky about it because, you know, my parents still don't understand Super Mario Brothers. They still don't understand Sonic the Hedgehog. And that's fine. I'm not going to be the old man sitting on the porch going, get off my lawn, you damn Fortniters. Stop with your shotguns and your silly dances and all that. No, you know, let the kids have fun. And if these YouTubers are the way to do it, if that's how you reach out to the kids today, then fine, have fun with it. I hope it works.
Really hoping actually they might even it would be quite cool if they didn't end up doing like they didn't end up doing the floss or something, just throw that in there just to kind of at one point just to kind of nod to it, but that's, you know, because that would make a lot of sense if they could do that and just put a little nod to a video game in there. But yeah, I don't know, it's going to be interesting where they go with this. But I think for me, Wreck-It Ralph 2 or Wreck-It Ralph as a whole I just really like it. It's a really solid movie. I love the music as well because it's that like video game style. I think Owl City did a lot of the music for it, and I really like that kind of his style of music, and Sugar Rush as well, and the Japanese style. Because I've probably listened to the soundtrack quite a few times as well. I'm just like really liking the how they did that.
Yeah, and I think as we're wrapping up here, I do want to stress I did actually enjoy Wreck-It Ralph. I think I'm coming across a little more negative on it than I want to, but it's not like top of the charts for me. It's not, you know, probably going to go into my best of even in the last 10 years. It's probably not going to be in like top 5, but it's still a solid movie, and it's obviously done with love. The having the villains in the circle, like talking about being villains and how they have to embrace it, but they don't want to. And Zangief like trying to give hugs to people and whatnot. And it's fun. It's just, not my go-to for a for a modern Disney.
No, and it's that same thing as well, like you're saying about a different audience. You know, there's a load of there's a load of those little cameos there, which the new, younger generation mightn't necessarily know the Mortal Kombat and the House of the Zombies. And
I think they know more about Mortal Kombat than you give them credit for, probably.
Good over here. Right, but on that note, thank you very much for watching. Be sure to check us out over at DizKingdom.com. You can find us on all the different social medias, etc. So like, follow, and subscribe. James, where can they find you?
You can find me at heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much. I'll see you guys soon. Later.